461.
Good afternoon, Santa Cruz and beyond, coming at you on the ZBS Radio Network and the GCN Radio Network. Ben Fuchs here doing the bright side, the good news about health and wellness. It says when it comes to your vitality and health, we can have it all. As the year winds down and we enter into the midpoint of the holiday season, some of you may have noticed the annual temptation to indulge and overeat has arrived once again. And for many of us, these temptations are here in full force. I thought we'd dedicate the program today to talking about weight and weight loss issue. According to researchers at Harvard University, the obesity rate in this country will reach 42% by the year 2020. 42%. Right now it's about 34, 35%. There's actually more obese people in this country than there are overweight people in this country. And if you add the two groups together, it's almost 50% of the country that is obese or overweight. So clearly we have a weight problem, an obesity problem in this country, and I thought we'd talk about that on the program today. Of course, we always welcome your calls at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to continue with our Sinacast experiment that we began last week. I will be flashing different websites up on the generic or general website, ksco.com/live. So if you get to ksco.com/live and just stay on there, if you're near a computer, I'll be flashing different websites up as I talk about them on the program, and it's kind of a little experiment that we're doing, and we'll be doing it for the next couple weeks. I will also be flashing a screen for you at ksco.com/live that will have a place for you to enter in your email address and your name. And as soon as we figure out some of the technical difficulties, or get overcome some of the technical difficulties, I should say, we'll send you out a little CD that has an MP3 file that has a 15 or 20 minute little blurb from one of the lectures that I did on nutrition back in June in Santa Cruz. So if you didn't get to make that lecture, it'll give you a little flavor, a little taste of what I do, and it will also give you a little taste of what we're doing here on the program if you just started listening to the program. And I know from your emails that a few of you just started listening to the program on GCN Live. I want to thank you for that. Tell your friends if you like what you hear. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't use prescription drugs in my practice. I also do skincare. In fact, Econocom Pharmacy, which is my pharmacy, is a skincare pharmacy. That's all we do at Econocom Pharmacy. We just do skincare and skincare products, and all the prescriptions are formulated by myself. We also have a line of over-the-counter products that have been around for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years in April, called Sanitas, S-A-N-I-T-A-S. And in fact, if you get to ksco.com/live, you will see my webpage, my Sanitas webpage. And it says right on the front, take the Sanitas challenge. And it's up right now. If you're interested in learning how to purchase the products, you want to go to www.getsanitas.com, getsanitas.com. I've been formulating skincare products for the last 27 years. And what I've discovered is, and if you want to have healthy skin, you got to have a healthy body. They go together. You can't expect to have a good, clean, beautiful, colorful, rosy, healthy skin if you don't have a rosy, healthy body, so to speak. So it all is holographic. What's true about the skin is going to be true about the body, and it's going to be true about the organs of the body, and it's going to be true about your brain, and it's going to be true about your spiritual life and your mental life and your emotional life. You can't be healthy or unhealthy on any of these levels and expect to be healthy on any other level. It's holographic. If you're healthy on all the levels, if you're healthy on all the other levels, you'll be healthy on the skin as well. And that's why I address nutrition, and I address supplementation, and I address good health when it comes to taking care of the skin. The products I developed at Sanitas are really healthcare products for the skin. And that's how you want to look at using topical skincare. You want to use topical skincare not to cover up, not to mask, not to relieve symptoms, but you want to use topical skincare for good health, for the health of the tissue. You know, we all know the skin is the body's largest organ, but what does that really mean? It means we have a living organ on the outside of our body, which means that if we're going to address the health of this living organ on the outside of the body, we got to pretty much do the same thing as if we want to address the health of the living organs inside our body. We've got to stimulate the skin and we've got to nourish the skin, just like we've got to stimulate the inside of the body and we've got to nourish the inside of the body. In fact, I would present to you that one of the reasons why we have this problem with obesity in this country, one of the big reasons, in my opinion, is that we're looking for nutrients. We're looking for nutrition. And that's why I always say you got to respect, you got to listen to your cravings. You have to honor your cravings because your cravings are talking to you. But you don't want to necessarily listen to your cravings in a literal sense. You want to be able to translate and understand what your cravings are saying. You want to be able to understand and translate what your body is saying because your body is constantly talking to you. Not just your digestive system, your body is. Aches, pains, problems, all have to be addressed as something your body is telling you. Our medical model is the equivalent of telling your body to shut up. That's how our drugs work. We drug the body into submission. And by drugging the body into submission, we don't have to see that we have symptoms. We don't have to address our symptoms. And, of course, the symptoms aren't the problem. The problem still keeps going on. Just because you don't have the symptoms anymore doesn't mean the problem goes away. So what the bright side is about understanding that when you address the problem, the cure is inevitable. When you address the problem, the cure is inevitable, as long as you address it correctly. So, yes, you can cure anything you have because the body is constantly healing and renewing and regenerating itself, but you got to fix what's broken. And if you're not sure what to do, I'm here to help you out every Sunday on The Bright Side on GCN and on KSCO in Santa Cruz. 800-259-5791 is the number, 800-259-5791. If you've got questions about healthcare, skincare, or good nutrition, nutritional supplements, about the longevity supplements, also at vitaminben.com. The longevity supplements are the ones I take and they're the ones I recommend. And if you get on vitaminben.com, you can learn more about the longevity line of supplements. So I thought we'd dedicate the show today to strategies for weight loss, or even more importantly, not just strategies for weight loss, but preventing weight gain. It's a lot easier to prevent weight gain than it is to try to lose it. You know, in the United States, the weight loss business generates over $60 billion a year in sales. $60 billion a year in sales in people from people who want to lose weight. Weight loss surgeries, gastric banding, gastric bypass, stomach stapling, where they literally staple the stomach to shrink it. Weight loss surgeries generate over $5 billion a year, and there's over 200,000 procedures done every year. You've got weight loss and Weight Watchers and Nutrisystems and Jenny Craig, diet, food, home services. They generate $1 billion a year. A third of the soft drinks sold in this country are diet soft drinks. Diet prescription drugs generate another $500 million a year in sales, and there's more, by the way, fat reduction drugs coming out on the market in the coming years, Kinexa, Lorcaserin, Contrave, or new weight loss drugs that you'll be seeing in the next year or two. Clearly, we want to lose weight. Clearly, Americans want to lose weight. There's actually an online download that you can get for almost $4,000, for $3,750, called the U.S. Weight Loss and Market Report, and it's an online download published by a company called Market Data Enterprises, and it describes exactly what it says, the U.S. weight loss and U.S. weight loss market in terms of who's spending what. So clearly, Americans want to lose weight. You might even say that we're obsessed about our weight. You'd think that we would be a bunch of anorexics for all our obsessions. Of course, we know the truth is much different. We're still a nation that is ridiculously fat, ridiculously overweight, ridiculously obese. In fact, as I said earlier, for the first time in history, the number of obese Americans is higher than the number of Americans who are just overweight. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, you got 34% of Americans who are obese, 34% obese, compared to 32.7% who are overweight. 6% are extremely obese. More than one-third of adults, that's over 72 million people, are considered obese. More than 33% of adults are considered obese. According to USA Today, 20% of preschoolers are obese. That's one out of 5 4-year-olds, and it's not getting any better. We'll continue our discussion, and if you want to get on board, 800-259-5791 after we take a commercial break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on GCN and the ZBS Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right. We are back on the Bright Side. On the GCN Internet Radio Network, and the ZBS Radio Network, KSCO, in Santa Cruz. Welcome. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and you are listening to The Bright Side. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. We're talking about the good news that we can take control of our health, no matter what it is, folks. The body's constantly in a renewal and regenerating mode. Sometimes it's breaking down more than it's renewing and regenerating, but renewing and regenerating is always going on. If you're aging or your body is not feeling like it should, chances are you're breaking down faster than you're building up, and good health is simply a matter of reversing those equations so that you're building up more than you're breaking down. One of the things that happens, ironically, when we don't get nutriated, when we don't have enough nutrition, is we start to eat a lot, and we start to get big. We're the starving obese. So while 34% of Americans are obese, and the Journal of Obesity estimates that by 2030, 86.3% of Americans will be overweight or obese, with 51% considered obese, we got a problem, folks. We got a problem. And one of the ways that we can get around this is by understanding how our body talks to us. It's hard. You know, it's simple to break bad habits, but it's easy to break bad habits. But it's not easy to break bad habits. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple to understand how the biochemistry of the body works so that you can kind of work with the chemistry instead of fighting against it. But bad habits are sometimes hard to break. It's simple, but it can be a little bit difficult. And I'm not one who believes in using willpower. I don't even like the idea of willpower, because that sounds too much like a battle, like you're overpowering something. And it just doesn't sound right to me. You know, that feeling where you want it. No, I can't have it, but I want it. No, I can't have it. And you've got this battle going on where we're exerting willpower against our cravings and our drives. And basically what we're talking about when we talk about our cravings are survival drives. And they're extremely difficult to override. But we can outsmart our drives. And that's the key here. It's outsmarting the body's cravings and outsmarting the body's survival drives. Eating bad food, the desire to eat bad food, is hardwired as a biological drive, because what we consider bad food is really dense, high-energy food. And given that the body is searching for energy and searching for a way to make its chemistry work more efficiently, it's very difficult to override these fundamental drives. 800-259-5791 is the phone number if you want to get on board. And if you get onto the website ksco.com/live, you will now get a webpage that has a contact us form. And if you put your name and your email in that contact us form, and you don't need to fill out any of the other information, just give us your name and your email. We'll send you an MP3 file of a 20-minute or so cut from one of my lectures in Santa Cruz that I did earlier this year, and it'll be packed with information. It'll give you a little bit of a sense of what The Bright Side is about and what I've dedicated my personal, my professional, and my spiritual life to, which is helping everyone understand how to use good nutrition for health and longevity. So if you get on to the webpage, ksco.com/live, and put your name and your email, I'll send you out a MP3 file of a 20-minute cut from one of my talks. We're continuing our discussion about weight loss and about overriding our drives, really, about understanding how the body is talking to us, understand what the body is saying when it's talking to us, and then addressing the body's needs, addressing the body's biological needs. Addressing the body's biological needs so that we can override programming, override survival programming. You know, at any given moment, friends, you're either thriving or surviving, but you're not doing both. If you're in survival mode, you're not in thrival mode. That means your attention is spent just on getting by. And so many of us suffer our lives, go through our lives, just getting by. What I'm talking about is thriving. And when you understand how to give your body the correct nutrition, it won't be a matter of survival. You can then pay your attention to thrival. And one of the most fundamental needs to understand is the needs for sweets and the needs for fats. Because for most of our history as human beings, as humanity on the planet, which is about 150 or 200,000 years or so, latest archaeological evidence suggests, for most of our history, we were not concerned with losing calories. We were concerned with getting calories. Calories were hard to find. We grew up in conditions where food was hard to find. There were no French fries and no candy bars in the African savanna 200,000 years ago or 150,000 years ago. The human brain is hardwired to find and to devour calories wherever it can find them, to devour them. Our survival needs say, our survival imperative is eat sugar, eat fat wherever it is available until your need for sugars or fats are met. So we're hardwired Literally, our neurology, our brain structure is devoted in large part to finding and consuming sweets and fats because they weren't there for most of our history and because we needed them from a biochemical standpoint. Our brains and our bodies require sugar and fat for energy. And without these substances, we're not going to survive for very long. So nature has designed our bodies and our biochemical pathways and our brains to do whatever it takes to make sure we are getting sugar and fat whenever and wherever we can find them. The same is true about calories. Calories used to be hard to come by. And calories mean energy. Calories mean survival. Energy means survival. So this hardwiring, this built-in biochemical drive for calories and for sugar and for fats is why willpower just doesn't work that well. Willpower is just not a great strategy for trying to cut calories or make better food choices in light of this biochemical hard drive survival mandate. The drives are too basic. They're too fundamental. It's why we'll use our willpower and manage to eat right or diet or eat less bread or pasta or pizza for a couple weeks or a month only to fall off the wagon, usually spiraling downward worse than we were before. Except now we got to deal with the psychological problem because of our self-esteem, because we failed. Using willpower to override these basic biological drives is flat out doing it the hard way. I think there's an easier way. I think there's an easier way to approach this problem, and that's to be clever, to outsmart our biological drives. The body is craving sugar and calories because they provide energy, especially energy for the brain. But most of the sugar and the calories that the body is craving is really being stored for just in case there's a famine. The brain is worried about a famine. So the sugar and calories that the body's craving is an emergency storage. You know what we call that emergency storage? We call it our fat butts. And that's what our fat is. It's emergency storage for the next famine. For most of us, we've got plenty of sugar in our bodies for the immediate uses of the brain. We really don't have an immediate need for the sugar. The next time you crave sugar, here's what you do. Get yourself a concentrated, the key is concentrated, source of protein, dense protein, eggs, fish, a can of tuna fish, maybe some of that smoked lox, a smoked salmon that you get. That's really tasty and really effective protein. You can get those, just go to the seafood section at your health food store and go to the refrigerated section, not where they keep the fish, but go to the refrigerated section and you'll find dried fish or smoked fish. You'll find smoked salmon. It's a great source of dense protein. It'll immediately take care of your sugar craving because it will fill you up and it will initiate the release of chemicals that cause satiety. And that's the key. Satisfaction chemicals. Satiety biochemistry. We'll talk more about that and take your calls at 800-259-5791. If you go to ksco.com/live, put your name and email in there and we'll send you out an MP3 file of some good health information. We'll come back right after this on the GCN Radio Network.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and skincare chemist, cosmetic chemist. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, skincare, or if you want to contribute to our topic of the day, we're talking about weight loss, and I haven't gotten into some strategies for weight loss, but I'll get into that in a moment. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 is the number. We're here every Sunday on the GCN Radio Network and the ZBS Radio Network from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. This is the show dedicated to the good news that we can have great physical wellness. The human body is designed for great physical wellness, but we have to understand the strategies that it takes to get our God-given birthright of divine wellness back again. For really the last 100 years or so, we've been manipulating our body with chemical foods, much to with great negative effects. with great negative effects to our health. We should be healthier than we ever were before, and it turns out that most of us are dying from degenerative breakdown diseases, and we're starting the degenerative and breakdown process at the age of 28. Believe it or not, we start to break down at the age of 28, and that's one of the problems, is that up until the age of 28, we can pretty much do anything to our bodies. We can smoke, we can drink lots of alcohol, we can eat the wrong foods, and we're basically in wonderful health. But around age 28, something happens that we don't tend to notice until we're about 35, and that is that we're not processing the poisons as well as we used to process the poisons. And so it takes a certain adjustment that most people have to make after the age of about 28 or 30, where they have to completely change the way they treat their bodies. And sometimes it's difficult because of bad habits. Sometimes it's difficult because we're not given the straight scoop. We're really not given the straight scoop from our mainstream medical information sources, certainly not on television. The Internet is a little bit better, but you got to wade through a lot of baloney even on the Internet. So what this program is about, and what I've dedicated my life to, my personal life, my work life, my spiritual life to, is helping people understand how to use these strategies so that we can have get our God-given birthright back, which is to have divine wellness until well past the age of 100. If you read the book Blue Zones, it turns out that there's at least five places around the world where people routinely live to be over 100 and they thrive. It's not like they just live. They've got a great quality of life, and that's what is available to us if we start to incorporate some of these ideas and strategies that we talk about here on The Bright Side. 800-259-5791 is the number. Millie in Santa Cruz. What's going on, Millie? Millie? Mildred?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Okay. Can you hear me, Ben?
I hear you loud and clear, Millie.
Great. All right. I've been very concerned also about my son, Eba, who's a very busy biochemist under a lot of stress, and he doesn't believe it's possible that I would know anything about science or nutrition. But I do.
Put him on. So, is he there?
Yeah, here it goes. This is what. First, number one is metabolism.
Okay.
I have told him that if he eats small meals every 3 to 4 hours, four probably better for him, protein first, salad, veggies, vegetables low on the glycemic order.
Good for you, Millie.
He'll lose weight, but it's the metabolism you
have. Well, here's a couple.
Right?
You're asked, Millie, you know a lot. He doesn't believe you know a lot of stuff when you tell him that.
He doesn't believe I know anything about
that's
it.
Right on. What you said is right on, but there's one thing I would change, okay? Right. Everything you said is right on, but there's one thing I would change. If you eat lots of small meals throughout the day, your blood sugar doesn't get a chance to rest, and you don't get a chance to burn your fat stores and the energy that you have in storage form, because you're constantly giving your body energy. There's no need for it to go into fat burning. You follow?
So it's burning. Okay.
What's that?
And all this time I thought the function was burning the calories.
You want to give the body small meals, very small meals, and give it dense nutrition, but you want to do it not throughout the day. You want to do it maybe once a day or twice a day. That's it. You really don't need... You don't need to be eating all throughout the day. And there's this idea, and I know what you're talking about, Millie, because I've heard it many times before. Dietitians will tell people to eat, it's called grazing, where you eat small amounts throughout the day. And I'm not a big believer in that. I think you need to eat small amounts, that's true, but not throughout the day. In fact, check this out, Millie, and this is very interesting. When you go through a fasting period, when your body is not getting food, it starts to secrete hormones and brain chemicals, and tell your biochemist son this. I'm sure he knows this. By the way, what kind of biochemist is he? Do you know?
He works for Marin Biotech. He makes pharmaceuticals.
Okay, all right. Well, then he understands receptors, and he understands chemistry, I'm sure. He understands brain chemistry, I'm sure. So tell him that when you go through fasting, your body secretes alertness and happy chemicals, specifically something called hypostatin. And he may know about hypostatin or orexin. In fact, these alertness chemicals that are secreted in your brain are so powerful that they're actually using them for drugs to treat narcolepsy, because they keep you awake. So I think it's my belief that you want to go into a fasting mode frequently throughout the day, at least short-term fasting mode. And so maybe eating, and I don't even like eating breakfast either. You know how people say you're supposed to eat breakfast? I'm not a big believer.
Yes, that's my
Now, I'm telling you, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because it turns out that when people eat breakfast, they eat more throughout the day. So I'm thinking, and you may want to experiment with this. I've been doing it for a while now. You just do a smoothie, a nutritional drink for breakfast. So you give yourself a dense dose of nutrition without having to process a lot of food, and see if that works for you a little bit better. Because it turns out that when we eat breakfast, and I'm looking on my messy desk here for one of the studies that I just saw, it turns out when kids eat breakfast, and there's no reason to think that this is not true for adults either, when kids eat breakfast, they eat more during the day. This is a study that this is actually published from the Sugar Bureau, believe it or not. It says here, a new long-term study led by Professor Henry of Oxford Brookes University in the UK showed that low GI breakfast, that is a low glycemic index breakfast, a breakfast that's low sugar, reduces children's appetite for the rest of the day. So what you want to do for breakfast, I'm thinking, is you want to do a dense nutritional smoothie or maybe even a vegetable juice. And as far as your son goes, have him up his brain proteins, especially something called tryptophan, and another brain protein called tyrosine. He'll know all of this, Millie. And I don't know if you're writing this down, but
I'm trying to, but I can't keep up with you.
Okay. Well, you can listen back on the archives. By the way, Millie, and for the listeners, you can always go to gcnlive.com, and if you pull down on the bright side, you'll get my archive shows. And I know I do give a lot of information. I talk fast, so sometimes you guys may want to.
On the tryptophan. What's the other one?
A tyrosine. Tryptophan and tyrosine.
You
and these
call
are
that.
T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. And tyrosine pills will actually act as an appetite suppressant. If you get 500 milligram tyrosine capsules at the health food store, that acts as an appetite suppressant. So you can – actually, that's another great way to lose weight. I was going to talk about that later, but since you already mentioned it.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give him whey protein.
Yes, ma'am.
And dump all this dump in the
Don't forget one important thing to add to your smoothie. I'll tell you what it is when we come back from break. Can you stick with us for the break, Millie? Stick with us through the break, and I'll finish up my discussion with you. Diane, hang on there. We'll get to you next. 800-259-5791 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on GCN and the ZBS Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Ben Fuse here. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time on the GCN Radio Network on the Internet as well as on the ZBS Radio Network, KSCO radio station in Santa Cruz. And speaking of KSCO, if you get to KSCO.com/live, you will get a Contact Us page where you can put your name and your email address. And as soon as we get some technical bugs worked out, we'll send you out a little 15 or 20 minute blurb from one of my talks that I did last year in Santa Cruz, information on nutrition and on the longevity lines as well. So, all right, we're talking to Millie in Santa Cruz. Millie, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, Millie. So before we went to break, I told you about tyrosine capsules, and then I also said there's one thing you want to add to your whey protein shakes that you do in the morning, and that is the secret activating ingredient. And that is essential fatty acids, good fats. You want to dump them in the smoothie. Fats and proteins go together like two peas in a pod. Fats help.
How much are fatty acids?
As much as you want. There's really no answer to that question. There's no recommended amount. There's no answer to that question when it comes to how much fats you should put in. I don't even measure it. I just dump it in. And so you'll have to kind of get a feel for it. What you're looking for when you dose yourself with essential fats in general, and I'm going to get to this later on in the program because I do want to cover this with a little more depth. What you're looking for when you dose yourself with your essential fatty acids is you're looking for your fat cravings to disappear. So that you don't, if you're still liking the French fries or you can eat more than a couple potato chips or you need some cheese or some pizza or some milk or some butter or some ice cream or whatever it is, everybody's got their favorite fatty foods. That means you need more essential fatty acids. And keep listening to the program because I'm going to talk about this with a little bit more, in a little bit more depth towards the end of the program today. Okay, Millie?
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. Be good and stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing. All right. The number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You're listening to The Bright Side on the ZBS Radio Network and on the GCN Radio Network. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. Diane from Nebraska, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. It's really great to hear you on GCN.
Thank
you. I'm
really
excited about you being on. I love GCN.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I love GCN, too.
Oh, yes. And listen, I've listened to you for a long time. I used to be a member of American Longevity.
Okay.
And I listened to you when you filled in for Dr. Wallach, and I just loved you talking then.
Did you just kind of stumble onto it on the bright side on the GC?
Yes, I did. Yes, I
and
did.
You
I
saw
just
Ben
kind
Hughes.
Of. Pardon me?
You saw my name and you're like, darn, I know that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I was like, wow. And I was just so excited to see you on there because I just love this network.
Have you and I met?
We have talked on the phone when I was part of American Longevity.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And that's
well, that was a while ago because, it's Longevity now. That was a while
ago. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know it's Longevity and I've been away from it for some time.
If you want to get back in on it, you let me know because I'm trying to build a business.
I'll do that, but I wanted to talk to you about something else. You were on the subject of weight loss, and I wanted to bring something up.
Okay.
My husband and I had a year ago almost, have gone on gluten-free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the weight loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Good for you. Good
My
for you.
My husband has lost nearly 50 pounds.
Good. It's unbelievable.
In a year's time. And we don't use the gluten-free products now.
What do you do? How do you get your gluten?
We just don't eat anything with gluten.
Good
and we
for
don't,
you.
And
well, like you know I what said, you're doing. Let me tell you what else you're doing. You're not just because you're not eating the gluten-free and you're just avoiding anything with gluten, which is the better, a much better strategy. You're also avoiding a lot of high glycemic, high fast-burning foods.
Right.
Like pasta and bread. And it's these fast-burning foods. They call them high glycemic, but we can just call them fast-burning, that really create much of the problem. So, Diane, you hit the nail on the head, girl. Did
you
just read it somewhere, or how did you figure that out?
Actually, I started going to a naturopath, and that was their big thing was they test you for gluten sensitivity, and almost everyone is gluten.
Almost everyone. That's exactly right. I'd say well over 50%, probably 60 or 70% of people are gluten intolerant. And FYI, wheat, barley, oats, and rye are the big four gluten-containing grains, and you do well to stay away from them. For our listeners, and I don't know, maybe even you, Diane, there's a really cool book called Going Against the Grain.
I've heard of that book. I haven't got
book.
It read yet, but I've
great
heard
book.
Of it.
And there's another one called Life Without Bread, which is equally great.
Okay.
And both of these explain why you don't need to have these floury, starchy foods, even though we think we do. And did you hear me talking earlier? It's because of this need for sugar that we have a hard drive for. Bread is sugar, folks.
Right.
And if you chew on bread and let it let your saliva kind of macerate and break up the bread in your mouth, you will taste sugar coming out of it. Most of us don't get to do that because we wolf it down, but that's the key. And that's why we like McDonald's hamburgers so much. It's not the hamburgers that we like, although the fat is probably important too. It's the bread, the sugar, the ketchup has sugar, the relish has sugar. Everywhere we go, we are confronted with fast-burning sugars, and that's the reason why we have such a big obesity problem and large measure why we have such a big problem with our health in this country. Thanks, Diane. I really appreciate that.
Okay, and I'd like to mention one more thing, Jen. You know, not only is it the gluten, but, you know, we got to consider that all of these grains are so genetically modified now.
That's another factor. Absolutely. It's another factor. The genetic modification.
Oh.
Grains are difficult to process. They're also, grains contain substances that are referred to by chemists and biochemists as exorphins. And that's exorphins. And it comes from the term, it's related to endorphins, which are chemicals that are made by your brain. And endorphins are like opiates. They're like sleepy time, like heroin or morphine.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you relax and sleepy. And grains are rich sources of exorphins. So, and one last thing I'll let you, before you go, and I don't know if you're off dairy, but there's a relationship between gluten intolerance and milk allergies as well.
I'm pretty much off dairy, mostly for the simple fact that I can't get anything raw, and everything is processed.
Well, you're right on the right track there, Diane. Mm-hmm, good for you, and thanks so much for calling.
Can I mention one more thing to you?
Of course, yes.
Okay. You know, I think we have some digestive issues, and I think the gluten, getting off the gluten has helped with it. But I wanted to ask you what your opinion is on whole food supplements versus synthetic.
Okay, that's a good question. The deal is with whole food supplements is they're much better than synthetic, much, much, much better. It's not even close. But you can't get the concentrations that you need because they're too expensive. So you get it's better theoretically, but from a practical standpoint, you're not really getting super high doses. So food is always the best way to do it, and supplementing is an imperfect science or imperfect art, however you want to look at it. And I'm not thrilled that I have to supplement, but in order to get the high doses that you need, you pretty much have to supplement. And whole food supplements don't provide that. Foods don't provide that. So the best bet is to combine it. you know, to give yourself real food, as much as the best food you can, real food, and then add your synthetic supplements. And then if you want to take whole food supplements, take those as well. But you're just not going to get the good doses with the whole food supplements.
I see.
So if you look at the side of them, most of them, and I've looked at quite a few of them because I do like the idea, as I said, you'll see that the doses on all the nutrients are very small.
Mm-hmm. But I do like to mention that I think that the food actually does a better job of correcting imperfections than the synthetic.
The food based?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. There are factors in foods that make the doses work better. This is true. So in other words, 25 milligrams of a whole food supplement vitamin C is more effective than 25 milligrams of a synthetic vitamin C, clearly.
Right.
But it still doesn't – it's not that effective at a mega dose. It's not like 2,000 milligrams of synthetic C. It bumps it up a little bit, but you're getting such tiny doses that when they bump it up a little bit, it's still not enough. So I think you should be doing both, personally. That's my opinion.
I see.
Okay. All right, good.
Thank you very much for your time, Ben.
Thanks so much for calling, and keep on listening and tell your friends in Nebraska. So that's good. Diane was listening to me when I did the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, which I do occasionally. Did it on Thursday of this week. And that's neat to have an old friend call in. Thanks so much, Diane. All right, 800-259-5791 is the number, 800-259-5791. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We're here every Sunday, and hopefully if you like what you hear, you will tell your friends. If you want to get a MP3 file of a quick 15 or 20-minute cut of one of my talks, if you go to ksco.com/live, you will come to a web page that has a contact us form. Put your name, put your email there, and then we'll send you out a 15 or 20-minute little cut of one of our talks. We're having a few technical difficulties, so I thought I'd have it out this week, but hopefully we'll have it out next week. So want to know who's out there. We want to know how many of you are out there. And also, if you want to email me, ben@ksco.com, or you can look up our website for skincare products, Sanitas, getsanitas.com, or you can look up the Longevity line of products at vitaminben.com. We're going to take a break for the news, come back with hour number two of The Bright Side. You're listening to Pharmacist Ben Fuchs on the GCN Radio Network and the CBS Radio Network. We'll be back after this.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.